Right here at 4CA, it is time to Ask the Expert, our weekly spot with special counsel from Travis Schultz & Partners, Beth Ralton. Good morning, Beth. How are you today?
Good morning, Murray. I'm well, thank you.
I'm very pleased that things have started to dry off because we had quite a wet season. So I want to ask you something a little bit different today. Just say, for instance, if you are a tenant in a property, and particularly down in the southeast corner, we're so used to it up here because it tends to be an average thing that happens in most wet seasons, is when we get the rain, we start to get that mould appearing in the house. Obviously, this has been a real issue down in southeast Queensland, but particularly if you're a tenant, can you talk to me about some of the rights and some of the things that you can do if you're concerned about the mould that you might be living in amongst here in the tropical north?
Absolutely. We've become quite accustomed to mould. We have our wet season every year, and I think we're all fairly familiar with a lot of mould in our houses and having to deal with that. But it's probably quite a new thing for the southeast, having to recover from these floods and then not having sufficient time for the houses and offices and workplaces to dry out so they can eliminate the mould. So they're really grappling with what to do in these situations. So firstly, I guess if you're a tenant and your home or wherever you're living becomes contaminated with mould, find out the source of the mould. Has the mould come about because of something that you've done as a tenant? You know, failing to open windows and having, you know, a steamy bathroom, then that's something that you need to then remedy and fix up. If the mould's come about because the water's, you know, the house has been flooded and it hasn't dried out properly, or there's been a leaky pipe, or there's some other cause to the mould.
Even a leaky roof, I guess,
water can get in various ways. So if the cause of the water damage is not the fault of the tenant and it's the fault of the landlord, then obviously the onus rests on the landlord to remedy that and to fix it. And it's not just enough to give it a bit of a wipe over. Mould is quite a complex thing to deal with, and so there's quite the process that you have to go through. So mould remediation involves assessing the mould, looking at where it's come from, looking sort of behind those walls to see the structural damage behind it, cleaning it properly. There's lots of different ways you can clean mould. Don't spray and wipe it and, you know, things like that. You've got to use the correct material. So it's probably something that the tenants shouldn't be undertaking themselves.
Professionals. But
getting professionals in.
Yeah, have to do it.
And certainly if the mould does become extensive, and extensive is more than a metre by a metre, or it keeps reoccurring, that's something that landlords need to take action with. And if the tenant puts the landlord on notice that the mould is there and it is becoming a problem, and then the tenant doesn't in a reasonable time take action to remedy that, then the tenant is able to then lodge a notice to remedy, and that gives the landlord 7 days to remedy that. And if they don't remedy it in 7 days, then there's further steps that they can take.
That's quite relevant, particularly after the rain that we've had in the last little while, because, I mean, particularly if you've got kids, you've got family and things like that, the health impacts potentially from the mould are really quite serious too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's certainly people who have asthma or high sensitivity or allergies. They're very susceptible to developing illness, and some of those illnesses can be very, very extreme and quite harmful in the sense that they may not be able to return to work even. So there's an economic loss that could flow from living in a home where there is mould.
Well, look, if you're a landlord, maybe you are a tenant and your particular property is somewhere near where there's obviously a little bit of mould. It's something that you might want to consider. Have a chat to the guys there at Travis Schultz & Partners. And I guess for employers too, now that I think of it, that's a potential issue, you know, with employees in a workplace if there's mould as well.
Yeah. If you're going to work every day and your work environment has mould in it, then you could be exposing yourself to all sorts of health complications. So it's very, very important that employers identify any mould and they train their staff to be able to identify and do risk assessments and have a notification process if there is mould in the workplace. And they certainly shouldn't be waiting until employees have symptoms. As soon as they're aware that there is mould in the workplace, they should be taking immediate steps to rectify that. They should be providing any employees who are working in those environments with the appropriate PPE equipment so they're not inhaling those spores, because they can be very detrimental. And there have been, I mean, with these types of matters, they aren't overly common, but there have been some cases where people have been successful in suing their employer for mold inhalation during the course of their work. And there was one case in Townsville, and he was employed by a school as a janitor, and he had to water blast the mold off walls and pavements, and he also had to mow areas where the leaves had become quite rotten and mouldy, and in mowing the leaves it created a bit of a dust storm that he then inhaled, and he developed lung disease. And he was successful in suing his employer for his lung disease because he was able to prove that it was that mould exposure and the inhalation of the dust that contained the mould into his lungs that had caused it. So it is a real risk for employers to make sure that they do those risk assessments and make sure they action any mould and remedy any mould as soon as it becomes known to them.
I'm going to start looking sideways even at my mouldy cheese these days. I used to love that until we had this discussion today. Now, look, what I was saying before, we suddenly thought that we should talk about the impact, particularly for employers. Drop it and see the crew there if you'd like more information. Travis Schultz and Partners, Special Counsel, always wonderful to see you for Ask the Expert. Beth Rolton, let's do it all again next Wednesday morning. Cheers.
Thanks, Murray. The 2020